Blog Talk Radio.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I think I would get it up. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they say that, and they say that, and they say that.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Welcome to my first DraftKings fantasy football show. I've done many shows before with my man Tony, and we're going to continue it all season long. And this is our first week. And it's an interesting week. I'm really looking forward to it. I've done some DraftKings golf this year, which I've done all right on. Nothing to brag about, but I've been close. I got a little chart system I do with it. And it's worked pretty well. But football's here. I've waited all year for this. And week one's a good one. It's a little bit more of a crapshoot, I believe, than it is, so say, week four, when you start to get to see what teams can do this season as opposed to what they did last year. But let's just jump right into it. We're going to do our shows mostly Fridays and Saturdays. Occasionally we'll do a Wednesday if the Thursday night game is like a must-play guy in our lineups. But most of the time we'll probably focus more on doing Thursday, Friday show, even maybe Saturday, because most of the time the bigger tournaments are on the weekend, so I don't really focus too much on the Thursday game. This week I do, mainly because my man Tony and my man Scotty Bogard Blumstein is going to win $100K in the DraftKings special tournament. But we'll get into that later in the show. I do want to get right into things, though. I think how I'm going to reel it off every week is I'm going to give my top three at every position, guys I think that are must-starts, guys I think that, despite whatever they're doing at that point in time, don't think you should play them. I'm going to call them bust. And then I got the guys that I think are sleepers, guys that you might not even heard of, but they're going to produce this week. I got a big one this week that I think can possibly help save some buck for more important positions, especially this week. I think that the money is important in week one if you want to get your certain guys in your lineups. Let's go number one. Let's just go straight to the quarterback. On DraftKings, if you're not familiar with DraftKings or if you use FanDuel, you only get one quarterback a week. Two running backs, three wide receivers, a tight end, a flex, and a defense or special teams. But quarterback, to me, is the most important. It's a position I really don't like to gamble on and take the cheaper guys, depending on certain weeks, obviously. But in week one, I like to go with the sure things, or as close as there is to be a sure things. And I like to spend on quarterbacks because they produce And it's not too much of a risk if you take just a sure thing rather than a gamble on a 5K, 5,500 guy. Week one, top three guys I'm going with at quarterback are Ryan Tannehill versus the Redskins. The Redskins ranked 32nd last year against quarterbacks. And I like what the Dolphins did in the offseason. They let Mike Wallace roll, and they bumped up Jarvis Landry, who had a big year last year. And I think he's going to be even better this year, especially with the additions to Kenny Stills, who I really like. He's a nice speed guy. I mean, he averaged like 5 catches a game last year with New Orleans, and they weren't even that good. I think he's got decent fantasy numbers, too. Every week he's producing, 12 points per week, which is awesome. Especially for his value at what he cost. So I like what they did there. I like Jordan Cameron. Lamar Miller showed me a lot last year. And I think Tannehill is going to be tough all season. He's going right now for 7,400, which is manageable at that position. There's also another guy at 7,400 that I really like, Eli Manning. And I'm going to like him a lot this season, I believe. He had a great year last year. And I've heard a lot of people this year give him a little slack over last season. But it wasn't him that was pathetic. It was their defense. Their defense was one of the worst I've ever seen. Couldn't stop a nosebleed. Can't wait. But I'm going to go with Eli this week. Eli's going up against the Cowboys. I think they suck flat out. Last year, I think, was an epiphany on defense. Sean Lee's back this year. I like some of their draft picks. I really like some of their draft picks. Hardy, when he comes back, he'll be big. But losing Scandrick, especially in week one, especially against Eli, especially against Odell, the return of Victor Cruz, possibly, Reuben Randall. I mean, the team is stacked. Running backs, they got three they can run at you all day. Eli's going to benefit from this the most, especially coming off of an incredible year last year. His best actually as a professional. So he's going to be locked in for me at 7,400 on a lot of teams. And then I got another guy. I really like Teddy Bridgewater too, but I don't want to go past three guys at each position. But my cheap guy for the week, if I'm going to play somebody who's cheaper, I'm going to go with Ryan Fitzpatrick at 5,500. There's other guys who are in that price range that are worth the risk. But I like Fitzpatrick over the other ones, such as Hoyer, Tyrod Taylor, and Kirk Cousins in Washington. I like Fitzpatrick over all of them because I like Decker a lot. Brandon Marshall's great, too. They got a good run game. You know what? I don't know who their tight end is, though. That is actually an interesting question. I'm going to look as I'm talking. But I like him cheap. He's a professional. He's a good quarterback. Cleveland doesn't do anything that scares me, where I would be reluctant to play Ryan Fitzpatrick. So, they got Kellen Davis as their tight end, I guess. I guess he's their starter. Jeff Cumberland, I mean, it's nothing to write home about. But, yeah, he's going to be my cheap player this week at quarterback. But my must play is, I think, Ryan Tannehill this week out of all of them. I just really like what Miami did. And I'm actually going to reference one of their receivers also down the line. But I'm going to go right to running back. And my must start is a guy that was a must start on a lot of people's teams last year. My man, Philadelphia Eagle, newly acquired Philadelphia Eagle, DeMarco Murray. When I first opened up the DraftKings, when they first came out with the lineup rosters for week one, I could not believe So Walker Murray was only 6,700 against the Atlanta Falcons indoors. I think at that price, you have to start him, even if he does get limited touches because of Matthews and not as many as last year, not limited. Chip Kelly is going to run the football this year. Perception of him is that he drops back and passes a lot. His team is built around the run. And they are going to run the football this year. You're going to even see Sproles out of the backfield at times. Before I drop another running back, my man Tony's been on hold for a minute or two. And I do want to get his quarterbacks before I dive into the running backs. So let's get him on real quick.
Okay, what's up?
What's up, my man?
Nothing much. Just got back from the Red Sox game.
Nice, nice. How was it?
It was good. Big Poppy 498 tonight. But who cares about baseball right now? It's football season.
Yeah, I hear you. I got started a little slow. I kind of got thrown into it tonight because of I had a little issue with the Blog Talk Radio. But I got right into quarterbacks. I'm looking for a must-start quarterback from you this week. Who is your guy that you need in your lineup?
The guy you need in the lineup at quarterback. I don't think there's one which guy that you need in the lineup.
If you give me your top three, who is the guy that you say, all right, this is my – if I have someone ask me who to start, I'm going to give them this guy.
I'm going to give you Thursday night I would consider Brady. But on the Sunday football, Eli Manning, Ryan Tannehill.
Eli Manning, Tannehill, same two guys I had.
And Tyrod Taylor for a value in tournament play. Because he's a hit or miss, but if he has a good game, you save so much money in your lineup. And it could really help you.
Yeah, I agree with the Tannehill Eli. And I went with Fitzpatrick as my that more value guy like you did with Tyrod. I know your boy Scott is big on Tyrod, and it's interesting to see what he does in week one. I already went over the quarterbacks a little bit, so I want to dive in because we're only on for like another 11 minutes live, and then our podcast will lead over 15 more. I want to jump right into the running backs, then.
Okay.
Who's your top three running backs, and is one of them a sleeper? If not, give me your top four with the sleeper.
The running backs, Doug Martin for the sleeper.
Yeah, I like Doug Martin too this week.
Then I like a bit big on Latavius Murray.
Now, let me ask you a question, because me and you have obviously talked about this a good amount of time, but are we the only ones who like a lot of these guys? Are we going to draft one of these guys and we look at the thing and it's like, wow, 30%? Wow, 40%?
Murray probably like 10, 12. Doug Martin is question mark.
I heard Doug Martin's name preached on NFL Network the other day, and I didn't like hearing it because I don't like when me and you will talk about a guy that we kind of see under the radar, and then boom, he's on blast on TV, and now his 3% just went to 12% drafted. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no one was about to find him about 5 days ago, and now I'm seeing articles and stuff, people hyping him up.
Now, right before you called, I was going on about DeMarco. Tell me DeMarco is your third.
For GPP, I think he's a must in a cash game play. In a tournament, I might go AP over him. And CJ Anderson, I'm afraid Eagles may blow him out. And he's like capped at like 25.
Yeah, and especially since they do have other running backs to go to where they're not just front-loading.
Last year he only had like 40 a few times, and And the Eagles aren't going to look to pass to him as much. Maybe a screen here, there, but they'll put Sproles in the lineup in passing down.
Yeah,
and if the game gets out of hand, they'll hand off to Matthews.
That's the one thing I did worry about when putting DeMarco in a lot of my lineups is he's really not going to catch the ball. I mean, I don't even know if he'll have 20 catches all season. Like, they're really going to limit him catching the ball. Is he going to get enough carries, and is he going to be able to do enough to be a must start? This week, I'm starting. I think Chip Kelly goes full steam and plays everybody. I kind of, even if it's a blowout or kind of a blowout, I think this week you're going to see Murray featured on this team.
Yeah, safe play. Over here, 20.
Another guy that we had mentioned when we first started talking about DK, and we kind of got away from him, and now I'm kind of going back to him a little bit. What do you think about Lamar Miller this week against the Redskins?
He can have a decent game. Washington's all they have is a run defense. So when he has a touchdown, he's going to get a lot of carries. He's going to get the bulk of the – it all depends if he gets in the end zone, really. I don't see him tearing him up for 100-plus yards. He might get a buck at most, but...
I just see him at a decent price. It's probably a little bit higher than it should be, but he's going at 5,500.
Gamble on, like, Melvin Gordon than Lamar Miller.
Yeah.
Well, I think Melvin Gordon would be out.
Yeah, Melvin, and he's already been named the starter down there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go straight to wide receivers. Let's do the same thing. Let's do top three and one sleeper. I know you've been pushing Odell all season.
Yeah,
are you sticking with him this week?
Yeah, he kills the Cowboys. People like Julio Jones, I think Odell has a better game, but we'll see.
So far, on most of my lineups where I spent a lot of money on receivers, I've leaned on Demaryius Thomas a lot. He's in that upper echelon of guys in value, along with Antonio Brown, Dez, and Megatron. But at 9,100, with no Julius Thomas anymore, I think you're still have that possibility of like a 10-catch, 130 game from this guy, just like he did all season long last year.
For sure.
I think him and Emmanuel are going to benefit most from Julius being out. You know, as Demaryius went over 7 catches, maybe half the season every week, just like Antonio Brown. He's just your 25 every week guy. And going against the Ravens, I do really like. Who else you got on your receivers list this week?
Jeremy Maclin for 6,900. Yes. I think he might be the number one most points this week. I'm thinking.
You see 2 touchdowns from him.
Then maybe he's going to get double-digit targets, maybe 10 catches. Houston struggles against big-time receivers. People don't realize that how good Alex Smith is. They think he's garbage and can't get the ball out. Andy Reid offense. I just read an article about Maclin. He says he's never felt this good.
Yeah, I think, and Maclin might be a little bit more comfortable with Andy Reid, the guy who drafted him, and whose offense he learned first. Look, did they have no touchdowns from receivers last year?
Yeah, no, 0, I think. They might have sneaked one at the end. I don't think they did. But
that's embarrassing that that's even a conversation. And I do agree with you. I'm big on Maclin this week. Now, I know you had said no Thursday earlier when you first got on about Tom Brady, But I had said, I do want to talk about Thursday a little bit because we have a friend of our that's playing in
the King of Miami.
Yeah, the big King DK. The
Miami DraftKings. 16 people put up 12.5 and 4 people won packages. He won a package for preseason football. Jeff Janis versus the Eagle is our hero.
That's awesome, dude. That's absolutely awesome. And the reason why I bring it up...
44 players. Second was $200.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. Yo, but the reason why I'm mentioning that is Julian Edelman this week, for me, in my Thursdays, is a must play this week. Tom Brady being back. Pittsburgh really not showing me anything. Julian Edelman had mega games in a row for New England.
Yeah.
And had a very good season last year.
Okay. He's also, I think, a must-play for Thursday. And then my other receiver that I'm really big on is Jarvis Landry.
Yes, Jarvis Landry. Mentioned him earlier with when I mentioned Tannehill. What do you see from him this week? Like, what's up, you know, when you kind of go for projections, what do you see coming out of him this week? Like, all right, he's definitely going to give me this.
8 catches, anywhere from 60 to 120 yards, TD.
What's that? Touchdown six, a point, it's a PPR, so you get 8, so that's 14. What do you get for yards again, every 10 or every 25?
10.
Every 10
for the running back wide receiver.
Yeah, that's okay. That's that would be a productive week for his cost. I believe he's going for
56.
56, very good value. Very good value there. I've also put a little Kenny Stills in things as like a little bit cheaper play. Tony, we have 90 seconds. I'm just going to say we are going to be on for 15 more minutes into our podcast, but we'll touch on our tight ends, which actually works out perfect for this to make you listen. We got a tight end that could, in my opinion, can win you this week because of his value. So if you want to hear my sleeper of the week, I know Tony loves him too. Stick to our podcast. Keep listening. We're going to do this every week, Wednesdays, Thursday, Friday, somewhere in that range. Maybe even bleed into some Saturdays. Tony, how about Golden Tate this week? We talked about him a lot.
Early on, I was high on Golden Tate. 300 is just very cheap for a guy of his caliber.
Now, are you scared of the outdoor factor? Because he is noticeably better stat-wise indoors. Matter of fact, I don't even think he catches touchdowns outdoors. Oh, he had one in Buffalo last year outdoors. But his other ones were in New Orleans, Atlanta, and Minnesota and Dallas. Is Minnesota outdoors? Or they're outdoors now, right?
Yeah, they are outdoors.
So he only had 5 touchdowns last year. 3 of them were indoors. And this week they're outdoors again in San Diego. You know, what's your take on that?
I didn't look deeply into it. I know he played for Seattle. He played outside then.
He didn't have a touchdown in Seattle, though.
None? When he played for them?
Oh, when he played for them.
Yeah.
I'm just going off of last season. He definitely had touchdowns for them. But I just, sometimes when you get a speedy guy like that, his speed doesn't translate as well to grass. I don't know why, but, that's one factor that I have thought about. But I'm still going to go and take in a lot of things, so. Do you have any more receivers now? Nah, that's cool. No, it wasn't bad. Do you have any other receivers you want to talk about, or do you kind of just want to bleed right into tight ends?
I mean, they're Adams is value, obviously. Devontae.
Yeah,
Adams.
Devontae's nice. How about Marcus Wheaton in a Thursday league?
Yeah, you got to look at him and maybe Amendola. Because they only have four wide receivers on the roster. I heard Scott Chandler. They're going to do a lot of two tight ends. Scott Chandler is going to play a lot tomorrow.
How about Cease for Shorts for Houston? Whereas their offense not good enough to play a second.
Terrible.
Terrible play. This week I don't like it all against Kansas City. But I am going to keep an eye on him certain weeks, I think, in certain matchups. I like Devontae also for Green Bay. Even with James Jones signing there, I think Devontae is going to get some balls thrown his way. Probably every week. Last night I was filling out a team and I had clicked on Vincent Jackson. Is it too early to play him based on what you don't know what you're going to get out of Winston? Because Tennessee's terrible.
Tennessee is terrible, but I'm out now.
What?
Yeah, it is. Hello.
Yo.
Hello,
what, did you die?
What? No, I did not die. Scott is here. At the door. The future champion.
Future champion, 100K, Scotty?
Yep.
Yeah, he's winning this week. I'm confident in that. I hope he makes some picks. I hope he builds a good team. And I'm really going to be pulling for him this week. Who do you get, Tony? Who do you got at tight end?
Tight end, Olsen. I like the number one. He's going to get all the targets. He's a bit pricey, so. And then in the mid range, Charles Clay. And
love him.
And then sleeper pick, Richard Rodgers, that you found.
Richard Rodgers. I love this week. We've been talking about tight ends. We've been talking about, you mentioned Charles Clay all offseason since the rosters were put up. But the other day we were talking and we came across Richard Rodgers for Green Bay, 2,500 against Chicago, who cannot stop the tight end. Last year they didn't. They didn't do anything to improve, in my eyes, on defense. New head coach. And I think Richard Rodgers benefits from the absence of Jordy Nelson. As he's won the starting tight end job.
They love him down in the red. Love him.
What happened?
They love him in the red zone.
Oh, and he's 6'4" target. What's not to love about him? And he's got an athletic build to him. So, what's not to love? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
A huge target for Aaron Rodgers.
Very huge target.
Dude, there's another guy, and I was surprised when I had talked to my buddy Luke the other day. I said, I got a sleeper card in for you. And he immediately said Kyle Rudolph. And I like Kyle Rudolph a lot in certain little things. He's a little bit cheaper than Charles Clay by 200. So, I mean, if I could fit Clay and I just start him. But in certain things, I might mix in Kyle Rudolph. He came back late last season. And I just like what he can do in this offense with AP back and with your boy. A guy you didn't mention this week, but I do know you love him, Teddy Bridgewater.
Great. He's not the greatest fantasy QB, but as an actual QB, phenomenal.
Yeah, you're right. He wasn't the most optimal starting quarterback last year. But I think with Mike Wallace on the team this year, AP coming back, a healthy Rudolph, and Bridgewater obviously improving, you might see start to see some better numbers from him on the fantasy list. And then just let's drop into defense real quick. I know we're really running out of time. And like next week will be a lot more uniform. Like I said, we had issues with Blog Talk tonight, which I look to shore up for next week's picks. Who's your? Let's just give two defenses. We don't have to get crazy with it. I'm always with starting top defenses, but I know you have a cheap defense this week. So who's your defense? Your top two defenses this week?
The Jets and then the Raiders.
The Raiders?
Yeah.
Even against Cincinnati?
That team is terrible.
Wow, $2,300 defense. Which I do agree with you, has gotten tremendously better. And at home this week. I like that play. It's the first time you mentioned it to me. And it's the first time I've really looked at them as a legitimate play this week. For $2,300, that would be a lot of money to save for me. And who else did you say, the Jets?
Yeah.
So you're staying in the bottom half this week.
Yep.
Money-wise. Okay, I like the Jets. It's a good play. Cleveland stinks. That's obvious. Every year, they suck. They got Darrell back. Who else did they get this offseason? Cromartie?
Cromartie and Revis are back.
Cromartie and Revis are back. That's awesome. I mean, that's big for them at home. I like that play also. I've been pushing the Miami Dolphins. I think Washington stinks also. Despite whoever their quarterback, they could do whatever they want with the quarterback position. I don't think it's going to matter. There's no offensive line in front of you. You're not going to be good. With Ndamukong Suh running at you, you're going to have a long day. Don't they have a defensive end that is nasty too?
Yeah. Where? Or Wake.
Where? What's his name? Wake?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's mega pure. So I like the Dolphins, and I also like the Jets. I really have Miami in almost everything, but I do like the Jets this week too for the same reasons Tony does. And I'm actually even looking at the Raiders. I appreciate that because I haven't looked at them at one time. And Cincinnati, I guess they are still trying to find an identity. I mean, Andy Dalton still isn't doing what they really need him to. So I'm going to look in the Raiders too. But that's kind of it for the show. Anything you wanted to add, Tone, for this week? Or?
No, I'm good. We're going to have a better show next week. It was just kind of just a throw-in.
Yeah, it was. We just kind of wanted to get our picks in. Tony's in Boston. He's going to the game tomorrow, Tone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tony's going to the game tomorrow night. Brady versus Big Ben, the showdown?
Oh, yeah.
And then I guess you're going to watch Sunday down in Miami. Who's got the life, me or you? I don't know. But, next week, we're really not sure what day we're going to go on. But, Tone, let's see how our picks do this week, brother.
All right.
I'll talk to you.